Whole Man Academy. Because the world needs strong men. Whole Man Academy is changing the game for men around the world. It's for guys who want to live an epic life of fun and adventure, no matter what. We believe, deep down, all men want to go on their own hero's journey to becoming resilient, confident, fearless, and fulfilled. Listen in to be inspired by guys who don't settle for living a life of mediocrity. This is your call to action and call to adventure. Are you ready?
Okay, so this is the Whole Man Academy podcast, episode 135. First off, big reaction to the last pod we had, 134, with Dr. Anthony Chafee, based out in Australia. And if you haven't listened to it, go back. I mean, not only have we had lots of views of it across the platforms, but here's the interesting thing. There was multiple things that we spoke about, which firstly trigger some people. I mean, it's fun, isn't it? When, you know, I've said before, I don't give a shit what you eat. You do what's best for you if you think is optimal. But I do think that after reading for so many people that have actually tried being vegan, for example, and, you know, for some people that works, and others have said that it worked for a while and then they just felt weak or ill or whatever it was. So don't knock anything till you've tried it. Now, I've never tried to go full carnivore. I certainly wouldn't mind, but I now know a lot of the guys in the Whole Man Academy network that are having a go. And what you interestingly saw, I mean, one of our clips has had like 20 odd thousand views, which is just a short clip. But what Dr. Anthony Chafee said was that you've got people that were having other diets, especially being vegan, that had since switched. And that was the important point. You're not beating on other people for their decisions. It's that maybe they've been steered in the wrong direction. I mean, a bit like the last 3 years of all the bullshit that went on. Let's face it, most people have been steered in the wrong direction. And that can happen throughout life at all. There's that saying of, like, you know, in your career, if you're kind of, you know, climbing up the ladder of success, but it's the wrong wall you're climbing up. You know, if you're in the wrong job and you've been doing something, getting higher and higher and getting paid more, but you don't want to do it, you're basically wasting your time. So, yeah, if you haven't already, go back and listen to it. And also on the podcast, we've got a couple of really good guys coming up. One chap I met through when I was on a four-day postal development seminar. He's based out in Australia as well. Very no-nonsense man. Likes his, you know, feels the importance of fatherhood, eating good meat, working out, being accountable to someone, having a plan, all the stuff that I say as well. And also there's a guy called Michael, how to pronounce his name, Sartain, I think it is, who is based out in the States, who's got a totally, he probably had the life I probably would have been impressed by when I was younger, which is basically surrounded by a lot of hot women. Not that I don't mind being surrounded by hot women, but that's not the most important thing to me anymore. It's more about purpose and impact and spending time with your kids. So he's going to be a really interesting podcast. I think I record that in about 2 weeks' time, so look out for that. But here's the cool thing today. I speak to a lot of guys about improving sectors of their life, various parts. And of course, we always say some guys have got silent struggle. For some, it might be relationships. It might be money. It could be their career. It could be their sex life. It could be their marriage. It could be family things with, you know, I've heard some interesting stuff lately when inheritance is involved, because of course money changes people and people think it doesn't, but I believe you, especially with the large amount of money, you know, does change people. So I just want to go through basically my 10 ideas of how to improve. And that's why, you know, one, some or all of these will apply to you. But the big one to start with is network. Now, even myself in the last few weeks, I went to some events, networking events. And what I felt I saw with other guys was they were fucking hiding behind their screens, tippy-tapping away on their keyboards instead of getting out and meeting people. And I found that when I moved to the Cotswolds, it was hard to meet other people because, not online, but because I was working from home. I didn't have a job to go out to. I don't have kids at school, so you're not talking to people at like the school gate. I didn't play for a football team, all the things I used to do when I was younger. And the power of the network for me, even as a good example, I went to a small event, got chatting to someone, had no idea who or what they did, and a big opportunity has come out of it, which A, will help me impact more men, but also put a few thousand pounds in my bank account. And had I not have bothered going to that event, and we've all done it where you're like, oh, I just can't be bothered to go to things. But you know, when you've been and you come out, you feel a lot better. And you'll, you know, if you stay in, you'll get no opportunities. If you go out, you may get an opportunity. So building your network slowly and surely is one of the most optimal things, I think, and cost effective as well, because there's enough of these networking events around. And even with our Whole Man Academy network, which is fucking massively blossomed, I knew it had potential, but it's not about the the tools that you give the guys. It's about the guys that you give the tools to, because some people will do nothing with what you give them. Other people will take it, run with it, and actually kind of improve their health, their fitness, their mindset. And we've opened the network back up again. We've now got 20, well, over 20 guys in, 21, 22 guys. All of those guys are working on some part of their life, and a lot of those are what we're going to cover here. So number one for me is network. And again, it doesn't have to mean that you're spending money on it and you don't have to spend hours on it, but each month looking to connect with more people, more men maybe, who are either above you in your, you know, where you think you want to be in life, or are, you know, are running a business or doing something where you'd like to be, really important. Number two is the side hustle. Now, you know, I've done whole long videos on this because there's a difference between side hustle and side adventure. A side hustle for me probably means you need to make money out of it. A side adventure might be like me with obstacle course racing. It's more of a hobby than it is a something you need to earn money from. But if you do need to earn money, I don't think there's ever been a better time to try and re release like digital products, build some kind of small following or audience. With AI these days, so much of that can be done for you. Now, I have probably as much as anybody else concerns about AI, about, you know, how to put it. Maybe it could be used for nefarious purposes, but that aside, rabbit holes aside, if you aren't utilizing AI in any part of your business at the moment, you really should be. And even if you're bereft of ideas of how to use it, you use AI to give you those ideas. So there is no excuse not to be using AI. And I think if you don't, you're going to get left behind in all, if not most, of the different roles you could have, careers you could have, side hustles, what have you. And I advise all the guys in the network. I mean, one of the chaps, David, has written his ebook, which we're just kind of using AI, fun enough, to put into a format. But other guys are working on all different kind of side adventures, and I encourage them just to use AI to help them, just to make their life easier. One great example is a chap who was looking, or he's basically working as a personal trainer. And one of the big things is the drag of having to post on social media. And he said, you know, I struggled to come up with ideas to post. And I said, listen, literally go into AI, put a very quick prompt in, like, hey, I'm a personal trainer based in X. I'm looking to attract X kind of people, certain clientele. Give me a whole month's social media ideas. And it's like that, done. I'm like, see, it's not fucking difficult. It takes the thought process away. Now, it may not be perfect, but I guarantee it will give you a framework to get started on something. The next one might sound an obvious one, but I see a lot of people now who make the mistake of, now you don't have to have this, but I guarantee it's something that a lot of people look at. It's like having a decent headshot online, especially if you were trying to look professional in whatever role or whatever you're doing. That is really important to have a good headshot. So it's not difficult these days. All you need to do is basically get out your iPhone, put it on portrait mode, face against the wall, if that makes sense, and take a picture. You can then faff about with the background and stuff like that. But that is definitely one thing I think might be overlooked, because I now look at people's headshots, and I'm like, if it's shit or it's some stupid holiday photo, I just don't take the person seriously. So headshot, another one, simple to do, very quick to do, no excuse to have a shit headshot. Following on from that, your LinkedIn profile. Now, this could be put across to any of your social medias, but the LinkedIn profile is the one that I think is the most important to have some kind of level of professionalism. So I don't need to tell you, but you could go onto YouTube and there's probably a billion different videos where you can optimize your LinkedIn. You know, have you got a good headshot? Is you clear and concise about what you do and who you help, what you're trying to do? Have you updated your history of what you're doing, your job roles, your skills, etc. like that? And do you know what? I mean, you can pay people to help you, but honestly, if you just spent a couple of hours on on LinkedIn or on YouTube, just looking at the top videos of how to optimize, even if you improve it by 10 or 20%, it's a step in the right direction. So there's no excuse to have some shit LinkedIn profile. Next one is career and skills. Now, I guess when I worked in the city, I didn't ever think about improving my skills. It sounds stupid. I didn't look to become a better salesperson. I didn't ever look to improve certain things. I was too busy trying to improve my body, and my bank balance, as it were. So career and skills, again, these days, I use that term, the one night a week man. If you said one night a week, you want to improve things, spend that one night learning more online. Doesn't have to spend any money, but if you can, throw some money at it. But improve your skills, and those might be your communication skills. There might be any skills linked to your job, if that makes sense. Anything that you can to improve, I think, is a step in the right direction. And with career, again, if you're in a role that you don't like or you're disillusioned with it, then the sooner you start adding to your skills, the sooner you can have that kind of you give yourself a greater chance of when you do apply for another job or pitch yourself to someone, or you happen to just meet someone and they see your skills, there's more chance of them either employing you, partnering with you, or, you know, you bringing in some more money. Next one, I mean, you know, career is an important one, but finances, especially with the cost of living these days, one of the big things I think for guys is streamlining your finances. And that is very basic, like knowing how much goes in and how much goes out. Now, you can't always be exact with it, I guess, because some people might have different financial situations. But if someone said to you this month, roughly how much have you got going out? Because most people know what they have coming in because maybe they have a salary. But how much have you got going out? And people will be like, oh, I can't even remember. So I bet there might be things you've, you know, little things you've signed up to. I had something this morning. It was like, oh, there's a debit of $9 going out your account. And I'd forgotten it's something that I haven't kind of cancelled ages ago. And that was probably fucking a year ago. I probably spent $90 on something I didn't need to because I haven't cancelled it. So streamline your finances. It doesn't have to be deep in-depth stuff, but at least look down and be like, do I need this? Can I cut this from it? Because even if you don't need to save the money, you could flip that and be like, the money I'm saving from that, I could then invest in myself with a course or joining the network, doing whatever it is that you need to do to optimize yourself. Next one is number seven, which is food and supplements. Now, this might sound an obvious one, but in the last 6 months, I found what I consider the most, the best supplement for men that you can find, depending on what your, you know, depends what your issue is. But for me, I started taking Shilajit just before Christmas, and I think I went from Manchester, remember, 40 days of it before I was ill one day and I forgot. But that was the only, so only one day in the last only 50 days if I forgot to take the supplement. And what I found it was that my energy increased, especially later in the evening. And that's where often I find I do my best work. Like, the house goes quiet, I like sitting on the computer later in the evening and writing journals or doing whatever it is, podcast interviews or something. So what I created was an ebook, which if you go to our website and go to the quiz, you can basically download the ebook for free and take the quiz, because that will give you some optimal advice as well. But you can get the ebook for free whilst you take the quiz. It will just email it to you. So I'll put the link below, but go and jump on that. We've had, I don't know how many guys in the network that have all started taking Shilajit and have found it beneficial to them. And basically it's given them more energy. I mean, the hidden benefits are some of the health things that you can improve with, but basically energy for me was the main one. So check it out if you haven't already. Again, the link will be in the show notes. Next one, morning routine. Now, morning routine won't save your life, but I guarantee that it will help you get started. And, you know, you can always look at all the people that are successful that tell you you should get up at stupid o'clock in the morning and do this, this, this. For me, a basic morning routine that's achievable is more powerful than any fucking highly technical one that you'll manage to do for 2 days and then you can't remember what you're doing. So I've said before, it doesn't matter what time you get up, whatever works for you. But in that first, let's say, hour that you get up, you know, are you getting yourself prepared for the day? Do you know what you're going to be doing that day? Are you nourishing yourself with something that isn't just coffee or some shitty breakfast? Is it something that's actually going to be beneficial? Could even have a steak. Steak and some eggs would be a good start. So have a think about that with the morning routine. You know, I've done long, long, long talks on this, so I won't delve into it too much more. But having some basic morning routine really does help. And again, if you look at the 130 plus interviews I've done, a good percentage of those men, if not all of them, but have some kind of morning routine just to get them started in the day. Only you know what that's going to be. Sleep, a big one. I spoke on... this applies to kids as well as yourself, but, you know, we've got little ones who had sleep issues. And what we found at the start of the year was we bought the kids weighted blankets. Now, they are literally, as they said, blankets that are very heavy. But what they help kids with is feeling kind of safe and secure, and helps with anxiety and what have you. So it feels like you're kind of being, you know, hugged or cuddled. Some of the guys in the network have bought the weighted blankets for their kids. Mixed success, because just because you buy one doesn't mean the child's going to keep it on. But that's one of the big things we saw. And I guarantee if you can improve your child's health or sleep, you'll improve your own, because you won't be getting up, woken up a lot in the night. So something to consider. And then the last one is relationship. Now, if you haven't got a relationship, all of these things you're doing above can help you become a better man, that when you do meet someone that you want a relationship with, maybe you're in a better headspace, you look fitter, maybe you've got more money, you've got some purpose. All of these different things can help you, especially a good headshot. If you have got a relationship, then firstly, how are you showing up in that relationship? You know, are you showing up as someone that's just like going through the motions, or are you actually making real fucking effort? And I know enough guys, and I've done it myself, where you can kind of just coast in your relationship, and that isn't optimal. Now, I'm not saying you need to be showing up with roses every day on your doorstep, but are you doing stuff for your partner that just shows that you're fucking present, you're actually there, and not just someone that's coming home, playing on the PlayStation, or, you know, watching shit on telly, getting brainwashed, and not actually being there for your partner? So that's the 10. Improve your network. Think about a side hustle. Get a really good fucking headshot. Sort out your LinkedIn profile. Learn some new skills if you can. Streamline your finances. Work on the optimal food for you, and also consider supplements, especially Shilajit, which again, link is below. Have some kind of morning routine. Make sure you're sleeping well, and also you can help others with their sleep as well. And the last one is relationship. Now, are you showing up in your relationship as you can, or are you becoming the best version of you, so that when you do have a relationship, it's what you've always dreamed of. And that person, that girl is going to look at you, that woman's going to look at you and think like, this man's got his shit together. All of this could be achieved. It might sound a lot. If you said, I'm going to become that one night a week man. So if one night every week for the next 10 weeks, you said, 1 week, I'm going to work on booking some networking events. I'm going to get a headshot sorted out. One night, I'm going to look at my LinkedIn profile. One night, I'm going to take a course. I'm going to investigate supplements. One night, I'm going to work on my morning routine. Within 10 weeks, you could have all these things improved, and you see how far you'll become as a man from where you were 10 weeks ago. Other thing is to create more than you consume. Sitting scrolling on your phone isn't going to help you at all. So put your phone down, get on with stuff as best you can. And ultimately, the best thing you can do is look to raise your game. Now, if you do want to raise your game, the last thing I'll say is, again, check out the network. We launched it in September 2023, filled all the slots in the first release. Then we released it again in January. We've got over 20 guys in there. And for them, we bring in elite insiders to give them great kind of advice on optimizing a certain part of their life. We have regular Zoom calls, which doesn't sound very sexy, but on those Zoom calls, the magic happens where we come in and say, what's going on for you? What do you need to work on first? You know, how can we support you? What are the steps going forward? Also, it's a good part of, you know, we have a bloody good laugh, and how can I put it? Sometimes things have gone really badly for us, and you'll just be like, do you know what? I understand when things go shit. The other thing we have is accountability tool on a Monday and an evaluation on a Friday, which takes 2 minutes, but has helped all those guys kind of evaluate what they're doing, what they need to do first, and what they need to work on, which is basically priceless. There's other bells and whistles in it. We've got our dinner coming up, or dinners coming up. We've got our adventurer weekend in the Cotswolds at the end of March, but we'll come to talk more about that. But for now, work on those 10 things: network, side hustle, headshot, LinkedIn profile, career skills, finances, food, morning routine, sleep, relationships. And remember, the world needs strong men. Right, catch you soon, brother.
Thanks for listening. Remember to sign up to our game-changing weekly e-letter that's read by men around the world. Sign up at wholemanacademy.com/movement. Until next time.